من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا. In the previous ayat, we read some of the punishments which the people of Jahannam will have to endure. And one of the punishments that was mentioned, لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا. They will not even taste of any coolness in the fire of Jahannam, and neither will they even get to taste any reasonable thing to drink. But what they will get is إلا حميما وغساقا. Only the hot water and the pus and the blood of the people of Jahannam. And consequently now Allah Ta'ala says جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا. They will get the full punishment for all the wrong that they had done. Another explanation of this is that they will get a like recompense. As you do, so you will get. So these people, in their hearts, they had the burning love of the dunya, and because of that they engaged in all futile things and even all haram activities of dunya. So that burning fire that was in their heart will be changed into the burning, hot, boiling water that they will be given there. And the pus and the blood of the people of Jahannam they will have to drink, because they fell prey to all the lustful sins that they had and spent their whole lives just satisfying their lustful and beastly desires all the time. And this is in actual fact, though it might appear very attractive in this dunya, but it is worse than the pus and blood also. So therefore they will be given that punishment. So jaza'an wifaqa, they will be given the full punishment, and they will be given a life punishment as they had done. Or just like in this world, the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, who had committed the sin of homosexuality, and then they were given a like punishment. They were thrown upside down, having done an upside down act, a wrong act. So like that, the punishment in Jahannam will be also according to the actions of a person in this world. Further, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. Unko tawakku na thi hisab ki. And they did not even have the faintest hope or idea that there will be hisab kitab, that there will be a day of qiyamah, a day when they will have to, a day of accountability. They totally denied the day of accountability, the day of qiyamah. They did not believe in it at all. Not even the faintest idea they had that it could be possible that the day of Qiyamah will take place. And that is one of the worst forms of kufr and disbelief also. And further, the completion of it is that a person believes in it also, on which, after believing in all the other requisites of Iman, he will get salvation. But at the completion and perfection of it is that he lives his life also accordingly, and by his actions he proves that the day of Qiyamah is going to take place, and that he stays away from all the haram which Allah Ta'ala has made, and he does all which Allah has made compulsory upon him. The other punishment that they will get is that the punishment will increase all the time. That is also a like recompense, and it is also a full return of the wrong they had done, because وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا. اور جھٹلاتے تھے ہماری آیتوں کو مکرا کر. And they used to deny and falsify our ayats, our signs, and in a very strong and vehement way they used to falsify the ayats of Allah Ta'ala. That is, they used to make a mock and joke out of the various ayats. For example, about Mi'raj, which Allah Ta'ala had explained, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Just part of a night, Allah Ta'ala had granted the whole Mi'raj. They made a big hue and cry and a big joke about it. and all various other things also. So every time an ayat came, they increased all the time in opposing it. And the opposition was not just that they said, we don't believe, we don't accept, leave it, but they made a mockery, a joke out of it. Until today they are carrying on with their cartoons, etc. So they increased in their opposition of Allah, making a joke, a mockery of the ayats. So Allah says, we will increase their punishment also all the time in the fire of Jahannam. And if, which was not in their control, maut had not come to them, they should still carry on with their mockery and with their jesting, and they're playing fools with the ayats of deen. So in the same way, in akhirat, there will be no maut. So they will have to face the punishment and pay for it also continuously. Yeah, at this point, we also have to be very careful. The circles that we meet in, at social gatherings, etc., at workplaces, at universities, schools, whichever type of friends we are keeping. Today, many of us also make a joke of many ayats of the Quran. The ayats about interest is haram. The ayats about parda, that if you want to live this way, you must go and live in the jungles. And if you want to live this way, then you can't live like this anymore. Many, many ayats and injunctions, clear cut commandments of Allah Ta'ala, we also deny them. We are believers, we say we are believers, but there are so many things that we say are not practical. In other words, Islam is not practical today. And we make a joke about it also. These are also very, very dangerous things for us to do, which we must be very, very careful about. We get caught up in a company, four or five people are talking, and the whole discussion goes in one direction, and we also get carried away in that flow, and we also either keep quiet at the least, or otherwise we also just smile about it, we also perhaps add a word to it. And all these things, many times they are totally, openly against the teachings of the Quran Sharif. So where this is a quality of the non-believers, we must be careful, we don't fall prey to that. If a person does wrong and he realizes and he feels guilty and he makes tawbah, there is still great hope for that person. But a person who just openly breaks the laws and he doesn't make tawbah also, that it is a very dangerous situation. And then Allah says, all this what the people are doing, they should not be unmindful. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. Or har cheez humne gin rakhi hai, likh kar. And each and everything, we have got it on record. And Allah Ta'ala's records are meticulous. The full details Allah will have of everything. Where you thought nobody knows and nobody has seen you, that full record is by Allah. And it will be presented to each person and he will be told, read your own record. And everything what a person thought also, what was in his heart also, he will see it all there. And he'll have no choice but to accept that this is the truth. This is what I had done. So Allah says, the wrongdoers must not think that they are going to get away from us. We have got it on record and we have fixed the time when we will mete out the punishment to them. فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. اب چکھو کہ ہم نہ برہاتے جائیں گے تم پر مگر عذاب. Now taste of this punishment, which you had no thought of that this will come. You'd made a joke out of Jahannam. So much so, some our people say that I prefer to be in Jahannam, where all the film stars and the actors and the evil people will be. What was I going to do with the buzurgs in Jannah? I want to be in Jahannam. That is where all the people of what my taste will be. When we make a joke to this extent, how dangerous is it? So Allah says, now taste that which you were denying, and how severe is not the punishment of Jahannam. And according to Hazrat Hassan Basri, a narration that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most strong warning of Jahannam is in this ayat, that when the people of Jahannam will ask, at least just give us a little respite, make it a little easy for us, Allah will say, increase the azab for them. And this is the worst, the ayat that shows the worst suffering of the people of Jahannam, that as the days go, the punishment will be made more and more severe. May we be protected, Allah protect us, our families also, and we must have worry for the whole of mankind. When we hear sufferings of mankind in humanity in different places, even if they are not Muslims, we also feel it. and the punishment sufferings in Jahannam, how severe. And the only remedy is to bring Iman, Islam, and live accordingly, properly. And we must make this effort for the whole Ummah also, and for the whole of mankind. We should make dua also all the time. May Allah save us and protect us and guide us to righteousness.